Kenya's wildlife laws are based on legislation enacted in 1976 and revised in 1989. Although elephant and rhino killings have increased significantly in recent years, the penalties have not. For offenders caught with game meat, judges can hand down a fine of no less than about $60, no more than $235, and/or a prison sentence not exceeding 3 years. But if someone is found guilty of unlawful possession of a game trophy, such as a rhino horn or elephant tusk, the penalty is reduced, with a fine of no less than about $60 and no more than $120, and/or a prison sentence not exceeding 1 year. African Wildlife Foundation President Helen Gichohi says penalties today are negligible compared to international prices for products from endangered species. She says a typical 4 to 5 kilogram rhino horn sells for about $65,000 a kilo. The Environmental Investigation Agency says ivory sold for $100 per kilogram in the 1990s. In 2008, the Chinese government sold regulated ivory for about $1,500 per kilo. It is much higher on the unregulated market. An average male elephant tusk weighs about 60 kilos, so the offenders have little to lose if they are caught.
People just go into the court, they admit the offense, they pay the penalties, they give up what they were caught with, and they leave. And so there is very high rate of repeat offending. And many of these people continue to operate with impunity. They know if they are caught, it's just going to be a slap on the wrist, and they will be let go, and they can go and try again. I mean, the risk is very low compared to the size of the reward. What they're earning here is many, many more times higher than the level required to pay at the court of law.
According to World Wildlife Fund attorney and technical assistant Gladys Warigia, the Kenyan cabinet recently sent new wildlife legislation to Parliament for review. She says if passed, penalties will be much stronger.
For instance, maybe if you're found in possession of trophy, maybe of an endangered species, and it's specifically looking at the endangered species, you're liable to a fine of 5 million Kenyan shillings, or maybe imprisonment of not less than 5 years. So that means the judicial officers have a wider jurisdiction. It's not limited maybe to the 5 million or less. No, depending on the circumstance, they're just going to go beyond the 5 million or the 5 years.
But the African Wildlife Foundation's Gichohi says proper law enforcement needs to be addressed to make a meaningful impact.
What we know for sure is that having good laws that are not enforced and where you don't deal appropriately with offenders, you create a culture of impunity. And Kenya has that culture across sectors, across different types of crimes and offenses. We are a country of impunity. We drive badly. Nobody enforces the laws on traffic. So we're a country that basically has not done very well in penalizing and in dealing with crimes and crime deterrence.
Poachers often escape punishment due to poor forensic capabilities. But Kenya Wildlife Service Chief Prosecutor Didi Wamakoya says Kenya has broken ground on a new forensics laboratory that will help find evidence against poachers.
Because sometimes you have a carcass, then 3 months later ivory is recovered somewhere, but we don't have the capability of connecting that ivory with the elephant which died. So you end up charging the person with the ivory with possession only. You cannot connect him to the death of the elephant. But with the forensic laboratory, they'll be able to do DNA analysis and be able to say conclusively if this ivory came from such and such an elephant. And it will really help us move ahead with our law enforcement efforts.
Warigia believes strengthening laws and working with local communities will help combat the wildlife crisis.
Mm-hmm. You put harsh penalties and maybe the strict enforcement of these laws, I'm sure it will just go down. And when you involve the communities, you sensitize them on the importance of wildlife to their lives and all that, to the economy. I think that holistic approach will improve things.
According to the UN Office on Drugs and Crime, tens of thousands of African elephants are killed each year to supply the market with between 50 and 120 tons of ivory. It is estimated that 800 kilograms of illicit rhino horn reach Asian markets each year. Jill Craig for VOA News, Nairobi.